Well, hello, hello, everybody. Good morning. It's Monday. I warned you I'd be a little too cheery for you on this Monday, but I do love Mondays. I do. This is Kelly of the Made Remarkable podcast, and I'm jumping in here for the in-between series where I kind of give you a little rundown of the week before, some of my aha moments, and behind the scenes of running a business. I figured you'd probably really appreciate that instead of letting it all be a mystery. And don't forget, every Wednesday we have an interview with somebody that I just find remarkable, with a remarkable story or some remarkable advice to give to you. So make sure you're tuning in. Last week we got to hear from Katie Hunt from Proof to Product, all about wholesaling. I mean, so it might be the right field for you if you're really looking to have your artwork put on designs and sold in places like Target or Starbucks or Anthropologie. She's really worked with some amazing people. And this week, coming up on Wednesday, we have Jess Keating, a friend of mine who is an author, a scientist, a spiritual teacher, and she's really fascinating. I think you're going to love hearing what she has to say. So tune in on Wednesday as well. But for now, let's talk about where we are on Monday, middle of winter, January 2023. That's where we're at right now, right? Somehow it feels like the longest month and the shortest ever. And if we blink our eyes too fast, the whole year is going to be gone. So I really hope that you're harnessing the new year energy and the excitement of big possibilities. You know, I'm always talking about the big audacious dream. I know that it's not without a lot of effort, and that sometimes it feels like it's really far reached. But I want to tell you that perseverance, just not quitting, is probably the biggest secret to success. I mean, there were so many times where what I chose to do failed or disappointed me, or it just completely collapsed on me, or I did my very best and had zero results. I don't even know how to explain to you how many times I tried and pivoted and tried again. And I'm still in the process of doing that. But if there's one thing that I know for sure, it's that I've been so determined to just keep going until I figure it out. Learn the tools, learn from the best leaders and teachers, and turn to the people that I trust the most to help me build this business around the lifestyle that I really want to live. So, how did that look this week? Well, I probably sat in a few too many meetings and scrolled my phone way too many times. I'll be honest with you, there are a lot of down moments where I feel like I'm not as productive as I should be. But at the other moments when I get to connect with people, you know, those glimpses of like that light just catches when when I get to work with a client or I'm talking with a friend or I'm working with my team. Yeah, those are the moments that I really feel lit up. I think that's what I'm meant to do. And that's really one of the things that I want to impart on you is like, look at where your energy is the highest. Where do you feel the most at home doing the work? You know, for a lot of you who are listening, you're artists, so making the art is the most important part. And so I want you to kind of look at that and balance that with the desire of building a business. Is it sustainable for you to be able to do both? Because I asked the question on Instagram this week, what are you struggling with? If you're in business, what are you struggling with the most? And almost everyone said time. And they're afraid that the time it takes to build a business is going to be the time it takes away from making art. And so if you're on the fence and you're wondering if you're really able to do it, you have to be aware of the fact that you have to give up a lot of the creativity time in order to build the business. But if you're passionate about building the business, if you're passionate about connecting with other people, your work to be in their homes, or your teaching style to help light somebody else up, if you know that that's the path for you, if you know you're ready to quit the 9 to 5 and you don't want to do the grind and you want to work for yourself and do the grind for yourself, then man, you're my kind of people because that's me. That's me. I'm willing to keep going until I find a way to make it succeed. And that's what I've done. year after year after year, watch my business grow because I keep putting the pieces together and watching it grow and watching magic happen. And that magic isn't mysterious. There's a formula for it, for me, my own methods. There's work that's put in. There's marketing that's done. There's, again, failure and figuring out why something didn't work and then trying it a different way the next time. And that's really been the journey of being an entrepreneur, is putting those pieces together and learning along the way. This week, my team and I spend a little time on the Virtual Art Summit. This is our fourth year putting together the Virtual Art Summit. It's an event I do every spring where I bring 15 artists plus myself together to create art with a theme. This year's theme will be revealed soon. In fact, I'm sure if you did a little quick Google search for Virtual Art Summit, you might find out what that theme is. But I'm really excited about it. And with going into the fourth year, I'm really curious if the knowledge that we've gained doing this year after year, if we won't be able to supersize it. So I'd love to just bring you along on that journey on this podcast. I'll tap in at least every month or a couple times a month and tell you how it's going. Right now, we've secured our artists. We have all the contracts in place. We have the plan and the deadlines in place. We have ideas for how we're going to present it and how it's going to show up to the world. And how we're going to get support and give support while we're doing it as well. Because usually we use the Virtual Art Summit to create scholarships, donate money, give free offers, and paid offers. So when we have the support of the community, we really get to do amazing things with this summit. And I'm hoping this year's just like double what it was last year. That's my goal. And I'll fill you in along the way. The other thing that we've been working on is my new project, the Deck of Dreams 365, is a little art course that's turned into a big, giant behemoth of an art course, because it's not an expensive art course and it's not a complicated art course. Well, what it is a year-long workshop where every month there's new themes, new mixed media techniques, and we work on our deck of cards. And I've decided to throw in a bonus of creating a grid journal every single month. In fact, we kind of hatched this crazy plan to see how big we can grow Deck of Dreams. So this is your insider. I'm always looking at marketing from a very unique perspective. Marketing to me isn't about just throwing something in people's face day in and day after, showing up and saying, buy my thing. I want to give real value and I want to make it fun in the process. I want to be able to communicate with the people who are out there, my community, and have them really understand that I'm doing this for them. I'm here to help people find their creativity. I want people who've never even experienced it before have a chance to tap in. I want those who have been doing it forever to finally find their circle, their community of people, because we have a really fabulous community on Facebook of people who are participating in this. So I believe when marketing, there's a few elements that really make a huge difference in having something catch on fire, for lack of a better description. But part of that is the virality of something. How well does it show up on social posts with interest that other people catch it and want to do it as well? And then they're sharing it and they're talking about it. And so I've formulated several of my projects over the last, since 2017, when I've been working, when I started Color Crush Creative, is the idea that your audience, your community, and the people who've purchased your product end up being your raving fans and talking about your product. So in this case, because I've designed a really fun deck of cards project and grid journals, people are sharing it all the time. So I also decided to give it this other layer. So this virality and community is a big part of it. And the communication around it is really important. But creativity in marketing is really important as well. See, as long as the idea that you have directly relates to the product you're selling, you can get as creative as possible. And it's probably going to be a whole lot more fun for you and your audience. And they're just feeling like they're all having a fun time. And it works out for everyone in the end. So my wild idea for Deck of Dreams 365 is that we're going to have an old-fashioned telethon. I call it a dreamathon. And when we hit a certain number of people who have joined the workshop, mind you, it's a $67 workshop for a whole year long. Anyone can join and you get to keep it for lifetime. So it's not even a membership. It's a ridiculously affordable, action-packed course. But my idea behind it is low ticket mass numbers. So the more people share who are in Dreamathon or in Deck of Dreams, the more we hit a certain number of people who've joined, the more I'm going to add to the course. That's for everybody to benefit from. Extra bonus courses, co-working sessions or co-creating sessions, like a virtual online retreat for everybody, card swaps, even a gift in the mail. It's one of those things that I'm really interested in seeing what happens when your community spreads the word about a fun project. So let's see what happens with that. I'll keep you up to date. I do have some wild goals, but when we first launched it from idea, from conception to launch was like a week and a half. And that was from early December. And by the end of December, we had already had nearly 600 purchases of the course. So now I figure, I think it was like 550 purchases. But I'm thinking, can we 10x it? Can we 10x it? Can we get to 5,000 by the end of 2023? I think it may be a little bit of a stretch because I'm only one person with a very small team. But I don't know, if we hit up YouTube enough and Reels and have our community out there creating YouTubes and Reels for us as well and just getting really excited about this, I think we could do some wild things with Deck of Dreams. So yeah, just let's just see where it goes. You want to see with me? Are you going to stay on this ride and check in on Mondays to see what the news is behind the scenes of what I'm doing? Because I'm not holding any secrets back from you anymore. In fact, as I build Made Remarkable, I really want to be able to help you have the same kind of success with your business. No more throwing spaghetti against the wall and saying, what the hell am I doing wrong? I built it, they should come. But we all know that's not true. You can't just build the course or build the workshop or build the retreat or build the coaching program or build the collaborative group program, whatever it is that you've created. You can't just build it and hope that they will come. There's a whole lot that goes into building a successful, sustainable business. And though I know I've kind of dragged my heels over the last 3 years of getting this program up and running because I've had a lot of my own ceiling barriers to break through, and I wanted to make sure that whatever I do is of high value and with utmost integrity and not just a lot of fluff of saying, oh, you can do it, and giving you a pat on the shoulder and shoving you on your way. I really want to give real tools, and I tested them out. And I had a group that I worked with in my mastermind this last year, and we saw unbelievable results. I am so proud of them. I'm so excited for their future and everything that holds. You'll probably hear from a couple of them. And so now I'm starting to get to that point where I'm ready to roll out some workshops and new, really unique and amazing ways to work with me over the coming year. I know some of you have actually written to me and said, okay, Kelly, I've been waiting since last summer for you to make an offer. I'm ready to work with you. And I think that that's really amazing. I really am truly humbled by it, and I appreciate it more than you will ever know, because I really do want to just light you up and help you. So that was my behind the scenes. Now I'm going to go into one thing that I want to do every Monday is I want to be able to answer your questions. So if you've been following me on Instagram at all, you'll see that I post once in a while, you know, what is your biggest concern? What is your biggest challenge running your business right now? Most of you say time, and I can second and third that. Time is a struggle, whether you're already working a full-time job or just trying to balance making art versus selling art, you know, and building your business. It is a challenge because you have to make a real decision which way you're going to go. And you have to make a lot of sacrifices if you run a full-time business. Like I said, there's less time for making art suits. So if you're really all in it, then keep sending those questions my way. And we're going to try and solve some of these, at least a little bit, give you a little bit of insight right here on the podcast. I have a question from Delight_Rogers_art. And she says, my question is, how do you know whether to put your focus and energy into building your online business or in your own art community? Or should both online and local business be given equal attention? Okay, so Delight, this is what I think. Not anything can ever have equal attention, and we all know that, because time is a mystery and it just escapes right between our fingers faster than you can ever imagine. So we have to pick our priorities. We have to know, what is our business about? Who is it for? And also, what lights us up? Because that's a big factor. If you're creating a business, doing something for somebody in a way that you don't enjoy, you're not going to get very far. So I love to go through what I call creative core mapping, and I'll be rolling out that in the near future, where it really helps you analyze all those things and make some good conclusions as to where your strengths are, where your golden thread of your life can lead you right to, I don't want to say your purpose, but your purpose for right now. How's that? For what you're going to create for this amazing, remarkable business, right? So you take a look at where you are with the local community versus online and what it is that you're creating. If you're selling art and you know that there's a strong art market in your local community and you're making art that really appeals to where you are in your local community, then put more energy into that while still representing yourself online. If you feel like you're best suited for online, and I personally took the route of local and then decided online was best for me, then put all your energy into that and show up occasionally for some of the local events. Now, I'm not going to make any assumptions about what you're doing for work at this point, whether it's selling art or it's workshops, but they have a different purpose and a different way of different modalities of leveraging your talents. When it comes to selling art, that's just a whole different beast in itself of figuring out where your artwork lays best in the art market. And I'm going to be quite frank with everybody who's listening right now. I can teach you how to sell art, but I'm not focusing on that. I'm really looking at those of you who are working on courses, coaching, creative projects, community, collaborations, content creation, anything that's like really outside of the box. So let's just say, Delight, that you're working on workshops and you're hosting them in person locally. Then obviously your market is right there locally. You can use social media to attract them, but showing up and networking in your area is going to make a huge difference to attracting people to come to your workshops. And I did this for many years in my area. I would network. I would even use Facebook ads, just targeting within like a 15-mile radius of where I was hosting the workshops. And it really worked wonderfully. And of course, I built my online audience so that even people locally would find me. And I would fill up those art workshops, and that was loads of fun. But then when I turned my attention to wanting to work bigger and work with more online courses, then of course, then the community that was important to me was building a bigger, more robust community online. So for those of you who are listening and you're thinking about creating something that's outside of the box, that 100 ways to make money as an artist, or maybe you're already creating art courses or workshops or a YouTube channel or travel workshops, whatever. Like, there's so many different possibilities. That's why I say go to maderemarkable.com/100 and download the free PDF. Let's start with figuring out, where is your ideal customer and how are you going to show up for them? Where are you going to show up and how are you going to talk to them so that they know that what you have to offer is going to be something that's going to make a difference to them, because that's really what this is in the end. Our marketing is just communication, and selling is just an opportunity for somebody to get what they really want that you're providing. And so I say, let's just go back to basics. Who, why, what, where, how? And when you know that, you're going to have more clarity on where you should be focusing your attention. I hope that helps. I hope that this little morning pep talk didn't take up too much of your day, but that you're excited and ready to make the next step in your journey as a creative entrepreneur. I just love being able to show up for you like this, and I guess I'm going to just keep on doing it as long as you're listening. And I can't thank you enough, listeners, so much for being here. And I, you know, just hope you share this with everyone and you're back here on Wednesday listening to my next podcast episode. Thank you so much. Bye.